Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity, privilege to have to come by the way you hear the broadcast today, and hope and pray that the broadcast will be a blessing to you. The Lord will speak personally to you. There's nothing like that when God speaks personally to your heart. I tell you, I'm so thankful He spoke to my heart 46 years ago when I was just a young boy and I was lost. I was hell bound. I tell you, I didn't understand much, but I did hear the gospel, and I was under a God called preacher, and the Lord brought conviction in my heart and my life, and I'm thankful. I sought the Lord with all my heart, and I was found of Him. I tell you, I was lost. I was on my way to hell. I didn't understand much, but one thing about it, I'm so thankful that I heard the gospel and I responded in the right way. And I tell you, I began to seek the Lord, and I called upon the Lord while He may be found, and I called on Him while He was near. And I tell you, He dealt with me. I sought Him. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found, and call on Him while He's near. And I'm so thankful that I did. And He promised me if I called upon Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, that He would save me, that He would save my soul from hell, and He would give me peace, that He put something inside of me that I'd never get over. And He did exactly that. I just couldn't ever imagine how good it would was until I got saved. I knew it would be good, but I didn't know how good. I just couldn't. You just can't put it in words what it's like to really be saved and have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to live in your life and to guide you and direct you, and the, just being having a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I mean, a friend that knows you better than you know yourself, and is always there and meets your needs. I tell you, the Lord is very nigh to them and call upon Him in truth. And the Bible said His ears open to the cry of the righteous. And the Bible said if we'll humble ourselves, we'll find grace in the eyes of the Lord. I tell you, the Lord has grace and more grace, and He has mercy for us. The Bible says that His mercies are renewed every morning. His compassions never fail. And I'm so thankful that the grace of God, I tell you, is in my life, and it'll be in your life too when you get saved. If you're not saved, I tell you, you'll have the grace of God, the riches of the grace of God. I tell you, it's past my way beyond my comprehension. I just can't put it into words today. But I tell you, it's good to be saved. I tell you, it's good to have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct your path. Now, everyone that gets saved has the Holy Spirit. That's how you know you're saved, by the Spirit He gives you. That's the Holy Spirit. That is the third part of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You can't have one of those without the other. They come as a package. It comes in three, and that's the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and you get that when you get saved. Now, you have to sanctify yourself through the Word of God, laying aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you, and run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Once you get saved, you're to lay aside the weights. You're to get away from the things that God had brought you out of. Don't fall to sin. Don't run after sin. I tell you, even our very best state, we are altogether vanity. I'm talking about our flesh. And so we must just cast down any kind of vain thoughts, imaginations, anything that is not according to the Lord's will and it's not of God. We're to cast it down, because it will cast us down if we don't do something with it. Because the devil, he's on the rampage. He's that roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour, and he's doing all he can to kill us, to take away, and he lies to us, and he works on our flesh. He's the God of the flesh, and he works on the flesh. He knows how to tempt us. Now, our flesh is tempted when we're drawn away from our own heart's lust. There is lust in this flesh. And so when God saves us, he saves us and our inner man. He puts the Holy Spirit there, and the Bible said the seed remaineth, and they can't sin. He's talking about we that are saved. On the inside, we can't sin. I mean, the Holy Spirit lives there, but our outward man, we're still housed in this flesh. I tell you, God didn't save our flesh. He saved our souls, and one day this flesh is going to go back from the dust. It can't inherit the kingdom of God, because flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. But flesh and bone will. That's the new body, the glorified body. That when we do die, the Bible said that they're going to lay this body in the ground. But like the scripture said, O death, where is your victory? See, one day my body's going to get up. I've already been resurrected on the inside. My soul belongs to God. And I'll tell you, I've been saved and been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But one day, my body's going to get up. There's no grave going to hold my body down. The Bible said, oh grave, where is your victory? I tell you, he took it away. I tell you, the sting of death is sin. And the strength of the sin is the law. But thanks be unto God to give us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want victory, my friend, today, it's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to him while you can, while you have your mind, when you can pray and come to God and pour out your heart before him. You can't bargain with God. You can't tell God you'll come another day. You got to come when he bids you come, or you won't be able to come at all. So you come as the Holy Spirit's tugging at your heart's door. And I tell you, just open up your heart. Just pour out your heart to God. Be honest with him. He knows you better than you know yourself. And pour out your heart and be honest with him. And he'll have mercy upon you. And he'll save your soul. And I tell you, the death won't have any victory over you. Thank God, sin won't have victory over you. I tell you, the Lord, he took that sting of death out. See, when I die, I'm not worried about what happens after death. I'm not worried about what I'm going to feel. I tell you, I know to be absent from my body means to be present with the Lord. I know when I die, like the song says, hallelujah, bye-bye, I'll fly away. I know one day I'm going to fly away. Now, this body is going to be laid in the ground. If I go before the rapture, if I die before the rapture takes place or the catching away of the church, I tell you, if I die before then, they're going to lay this body in the grave. And I tell you, the Lord's going to come back one day. When he comes back after his church, the Bible said he's going to come leaping upon the mountains, skipping among the hills. The voice of our beloved will come. And see, he's going to blow that trumpet. He's with a great shout. He's going to call our names. He's going to call us just like he did Lazarus when Lazarus died. And he loved Lazarus. And he loved that family and so forth. But it come a time when Lazarus died, and the Lord prolonged his journey to get there. There was reason for it. It's for the glory of God. But when he got there, the sisters, and they goes Mary, Martha, and they said, Lord, if you'd been here, he wouldn't have died, and so forth. But anyway, he dealt with both of them in different ways, the sisters. But yet, he said, if you shall believe, he said, your brother shall live again. They said, Lord, I know that he'll live again in the resurrection. But he said, I told you, if you'll just believe. And so when he did, he went forth to the grave and he called his name. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus, come forth. When he calls our name one day, when he comes back after his church, and we're all going to hear our name, we're going to hear him call, and we're going to get up. I tell you, the grave's not going to be able to hold our body down. And I'm thankful to know that today, that this old body, the old cake of worms, going to eat it, and this body's going to go back to dust. But I'm going to have a new body. I'm going to have a glorified body, just like Jesus had when he got up from the grave. And I'm so thankful to know that today, that I don't have to worry about what happens after death. I know I won't die in sin and go to hell, because when he saved me, he sealed me with his Holy Spirit unto the day of promise, unto the day of redemption. You see, I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And that redemption carries me all the way to heaven. And I tell you, the devil can't undo me. He can't undo that. He'd have to get under the blood of Jesus to get my soul. And I tell you, he can't do that, because if he gets under the blood, he also would be a saved devil. But yet we all know he's not going to be saved. And he was cast out, I tell you, because he lifted himself up to overtake God. He thought he could. And pride, he was lifted up. Be careful, my friend, what pride will do for you. It'll take you down. Pride before destruction, the Holy Spirit before fall. And I tell you, you don't need to be puffed up and blowed up and think anything highly of yourself. I tell you, you must come to God lowly and humble and base, and ask God to have mercy on you, a sinner. See yourself as a sinner. Be sorry you sinned against God, and pour out your heart before him. Don't let up. Don't stop. Don't let anything hinder you. From praying, and pray through. And I tell you, don't quit praying till you know the light is shown through. To your darkened soul, the light will come. The day star will come. It will shine in your heart. I tell you, when He saved me, He cleaned me up. He put His light on the inside. And I tell you, I've been walking in newness of life, and I've been walking in the light of His Word. I tell you, what a glory sheds on our way. When you saved and live for God, I tell you, there's a glory that He'll shine out. I tell you, He leads the way. He leads Him. Where He leads, I will follow. Like the song says, where He leads, I will follow. I tell you, whether it goes down through the floody waters, I tell you, it don't matter. I tell you, He's there. I tell you, He knows me. And I tell you, He leads us through the green pastures. So rich and so sweet. God leads His dear children along. I'm so thankful. Though we go through times of troubled waters, it don't matter. The Lord's in charge and He's in control. I tell you, the Bible says in Psalm 23, says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leads us beside the still waters. Thank God. He restoreth our soul. Yea, though we walk through the valley of a shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they do comfort me. I tell you, and I know I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I know the Lord's my shepherd today, and I have no fear. I tell you, I have no fear. I tell you about death and after death, because I know who controls that. I know who's in charge of my soul. I give it to Him. 46 years ago, I gave my heart to God, and I trusted Him with my heart. And I tell you, He bought me, and He purchased me with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I belong to Him, and the devil can't unloose me. I tell you, He sealed me unto the day of redemption, that very day. I tell you, and I've been saved. I've been just enough saved today as I was then, and I'll continue to be saved until He takes me home. I tell you what a wonderful salvation this is. What a wonderful, pure salvation this is. I tell you, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. I tell you, it's nothing in this world that can be compared with the joy of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. There's no type of sin pleasure. It's no kind of anything, excitement in this world, I tell you, anything that can even come close of what it's like to be saved and to be born again. So my prayer to God is today, my friend, if you're not saved, that you'd come to know Him as He speaks to your heart today, as He's dealing with you. I tell you, this is a time to fall on your face before God. I mean, fall on your face if you can. If you can't, just pray right there where you are. I tell you, just fall on the face of your heart and ask God to have mercy upon you and save your soul and come in and make you a new creature. And I tell you, He'll do that very thing. If you pray with all your heart, you'll be found of Him. He said, where the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You just got to come from your heart, my friend. You got to believe on Him with all your heart. You got to mean this with all your being, to be willing to give it everything up that you may have Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I tell you, you don't lose anything you need. I tell you, you just gain it. I tell you, the very thing you're looking for, the very thing you've been searching for all these years, I tell you, or whatever your age is, it's the Lord. I tell you, that's what I found when I got saved. The very thing I needed was Jesus. I just didn't really understand and know until I heard the gospel and the Lord dealt with me. He satisfied my longings. I tell you, He gave me peace that the world couldn't. He gave me a joy I can't explain. And He gave me a love I can't comprehend. God bless you, my friend, today. Get by yourself and do some praying. And God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.